hate it. You guys are doing the right thing. I live across the street, so I listen to the tractor pull till 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. People come and drink beer. They drive out and speed out in my parking lot.
There's a lot of sin, yeah.
Yeah,
so what we're out here doing, can I encourage you? Do you belong to a religious body?
I mean, I'm a Christian. I don't go to the church out here anymore.
Okay, stop going to churches.
I did.
Okay, they're synagogues of Satan. They were not created of God.
Right.
Jesus started his New Testament body way back then. These all started 500 to 1500 years later. So we're calling people out of man-made religion. Any denomination, we don't belong to anything. We used to go to those until we started reading the Bible. And we saw that they were teaching people to do things that we're not supposed to be doing.
I understand.
And vice versa. A lot of hypocrites in there wanting power and money, right?
Right. When I got saved, I went to Tomo Baptist Church for a little bit, but then I started reading my Bible more. And the Lord was calling me out of the church.
Oh, okay.
And man-made religion, which is why I ended up leaving. But I agree. I feel like there's a few good churches, but it's few and far between. Most of them are hypocrites, like you said.
They are, right. And on there, if you go on our website, you'll see like a 10-point test. It's got a list of things on there for people to test the Word of God against the religious bodies. And to be honest with you, we travel the country. We've not found one church building that has everything in line with God's word or wants to. They're all keeping sin, like Christmas and Easter, pagan holidays.
I don't celebrate either of those. I don't do birthdays.
Sunday is not the Lord's day, right? Birthdays isn't. But can I encourage you, God's word teaches holiness for women. There's many commands for women in God's word, and obviously they hadn't taught you that.
Right.
And I'm here to help encourage you in that as well.
90 degrees. I'm not going anywhere in the public, but I understand what you're saying. Yes, I do.
Well, it doesn't matter how hot it is.
Right.
God's word does give us commands, and if we live in willful sin, there's not going to be any sacrifice for us.
I understand that.
Right.
Modestly, I don't know if you're around here.
Well,
I'd
be happy to teach you what biblical covering is. It's not modest because people wearing yoga pants think it's modest. Yeah, and a woman is to cover her hair and her glory when she's out in public because it only belongs to her husband, and if she doesn't have one, it'll be her future husband. Or it's to be covered when she prays, prophesies as part of her clothing.
I mean, I don't know enough about it. I don't necessarily believe in head coverings because it says also in the Bible that her hair is given to her.
But if you do a study on that, that's two different covering words. But and I wouldn't want to, I don't want to like get into that right now because the most important thing is the gospel. They don't teach a biblical gospel. You know, the gospel is faith in Christ Jesus, what he's done. He was fully God, fully man.
You have to be careful too, though, because you can fall into legalism or taking grace into lasciviousness.
No, see, they all teach grace. It's greasy grace to where, look at Ananias and Sapphira. One lie after grace had come. One lie will keep you out of the kingdom of heaven. One sin will keep you out of the kingdom of heaven. But grace does not allow for sin. And when you said saved, I'm
born again Christian,
okay,
7
but,
years ago.
But you said saved. A lot of Calvinists, once saved, always saved, preach that. That's unbiblical. That's a lie.
Okay, once saved, always saved. What do you mean by that?
Meaning, I'm saved, I can never fall away. That's a lie. The prodigal son shows us that we can turn away, we can fall away.
Ma'am, the prodigal son did come back. Remember?
He did. He did, but you can clearly fall away. The Bible is filled with extreme. Yes, you can. You can turn away. You can't. Tell you what. Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Okay, great.
I do Bible studies, like five hours a day, every day.
Okay, but ma'am, can I explain to you? You're sitting there half naked out in public.
Shorts on, it's
it doesn't matter. You're half naked and you're out in public. If you've been a Christian for 7 years, you should have gotten to godly holiness for a woman. And no, I want
to
tell you something. I'm not going to listen to somebody who's going to defend sin. You're defending sin, ma'am, and I don't want to be leaning in your car and holding you back. I'm going to go back to my husband. I'd be happy to help you if you want to study some more. We can help teach you the things for women. If you're claiming to be born again and my sister, I want to help you, but I won't entertain anybody who wants to defend their sin. I'm not going to do that. You are.
I'm wearing shorts.
Legalism? Obeying God's word is not legalism. It's called lasciviousness, ma'am. When we run around exposing our body, my husband just saw you because he walked over here. He walked away.
He didn't even see me, don't even walk over here.
Yes, you did.
I watched the whole conversation.
Wrath and judgment.
You're out. Okay, you know what? I don't want to argue about this because the gospel. See, I tried sharing the gospel with you, but you cut me off and talked about legalism. Because, you know, when we repent, we turn from the world's ways. We're still in the world's ways. We turn all the way to God, and we need to walk in His ways. And then we're born again, and we have to obey. We have to obey. The Calvinists don't teach you obedience. It doesn't.
No, you don't. I know you're in my car.
That's no excuse for sin, ma'am. I'm gonna let you go. I need to go back to my husband. You need to repent. You need to repent, ma'am. I'm rebuking you to repent.
The Father's not in you.